You know what one of the most powerful weapons we have is? It's the words we speak. It's the words that you speak. With that weapon, you can kill another person. With that weapon, though, as well, you can bring another person back to life. Think of within your relationships, think of within a marriage or a family, the fights which erupt over something that was said. A word of anger, resentment, that was said in the heat of emotion. A lie that was spoken. Think of the wedge that can divide between one person and the other. How a word from even like a parent to a child, a word of discouragement, I'm saying to their child, you're worthless. Think of how that can wound a person all through their life. It can affect their entire life. But think on the other side of that, though. The healing power of a word that's spoken from you, from the depth of your heart to the other person. The way in which simple words like, I'm sorry, I forgive you, I love you. How very simple, but how powerful those can be. The way in which a simple word of genuine love and encouragement, from say a parent or a coach, teacher even, can change the direction of someone's life, spoken in just the moment that they needed to hear it. The words that we speak, these weapons that we have, they have a transforming effect. And the reason that they have this sort of power is because they share in the power of this gift that's given to us from God of His own word. God has given, unique to human persons, this gift of speech. Other animals are able to communicate with one another, datum, things, but they're not able to communicate meaning or even close to the depth that our language and our words are able to communicate. And they're powerful because they share in the power of the Word of God. The Word of God, which is in Scripture. That it's not just this book, but the Word of God in Scripture is alive and it is active. It's sharper than a two-edged sword and it can cut to the heart, and it does. The word that God speaks, even think of in Genesis. When God said, let there be light, and there was light. With His word, something that did not exist came into being. He also is able to act with His power through the words that He gives us. Mary's yes at the Annunciation. When the angel Gabriel came to her and she said, let it be done to me according to your word, her fiat. God, through that, the word became flesh and dwelt among us. God opened up humanity and He entered into it through the power of a word, through a power of a yes. Through the power that God gives even to a simple person, a simple priest, when He at the baptismal fount, when you were a little baby and you were probably crying there when the water hit your head, when the priest or the deacon prayed those words, I baptize you in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, God opened up your soul and He entered into it. He transformed it. You became in that moment a daughter of God the Father, a son of God the Father. Where a moment before you were not, now you are His beloved. power of when someone enters the confessional and they're carrying with them the weight of grave sin, and they hear the words, "I absolve you from your sins," that person, their soul, goes from being dead, not just a little dead, dead, dead. And Jesus, through those words, resurrects it back to life. He brings it back into living. When the words are spoken over the simple bread, simple wine, "This is my body, this is my blood," through the word of God spoken through human lips, he transforms that substance. He doesn't just change it a little bit. He transforms it into the Eucharist. And when we receive that, he opens our soul and he enters into it even more deeply. God's words, the words he speaks and the words he speaks through us, they transform things. Isaiah speaks of the word of God coming down like rain or snow. It gives moisture to the seed, and that seed then comes to life. It first dies and then comes to life and grows and bears fruit. Because it's what the word of God does. It's what our faith is meant to do. It's all about transformation. It's not just about a little change. It's about the whole person and your whole life being transformed. Which means it's not just about, it's not some moralistic lesson of say nice things to people. That's really important. But it's so much more than that. It's not just about me saying, go out and be good soil. We don't know how to do that. We don't know how to go out and say nice things to people because we know we're fallen. You're going to walk out the doors and you're like, all right, I'm going to change the way I speak to my family and my kids. And then on the drive home, 5 minutes later, someone says something to get under your skin and that's the end of it. It takes me 5 seconds, so you guys are much better. But we don't know how unless we first receive it from him. You cannot give what you haven't first received. And this is the way that God transforms us, is that we're meant to receive his word. And here's the thing. He speaks to you, and he is speaking to you all the time. God is speaking his word to you. And he speaks it from the very depth of his heart. And he speaks it to the very depth of your heart as well. That your life is this field which he is scattering the seed of his word upon. But in order to receive it, we've got to get rid of the junk that gets in the way of it. Turn off the noise in your life for a while. Turn it off. I promise you're not going to miss it that much. We got to stop running from silence. We run from it. To seek him out. If he's speaking to your heart, and what he speaks is he speaks words of love. He says to you, "You are my beloved. You are enough for me. You are beautiful. Your life is of infinite value." In order to hear that, for our hearts to seek him out in prayer, to create that space, to receive from him and to listen with the ear of our heart, this is what it is to be fertile soil, to be that heart which is ready to receive him, giving him that space, because when we do that, then you will be good soil. Then you will produce fruit. When you receive those words of love from God, it will transform your relationships. The way that you speak and the way that you relate to your parents, The way you hear the words from them spoken to you, the way you speak to your children, your grandchildren, that's how it begins to transform our relationships, because His word starts to resonate in our own. Receive the word of God. Receive it into your soil. Let it take root in your soul, so that every word you speak might resonate with His own, and that it might have a transforming effect, and that it might, every word you speak, give life.